The princess story resumes here. And this is where the princess was waking up. In a room, away from the evil king and queen, by having water splashed right into her face. The prince was absolutely going to wake her up and see who she was. He had a funny feeling that maybe she was somebody important, but he couldn't put his finger on it. He thought, first of all, that she was just like a wild animal that he had trussed up, tied up. But instead, he was faced with a little girl, a young girl, who was lying on the floor in rags. And he wanted to find out who she was. So what did he do? The first thing he did was he poked her and said, "Come on, who are you and what are you doing?" The princess didn't know what to say. She had absolutely no idea who he was, and she didn't know if she could trust him. For all she knew, he was a best friend of the evil king, and maybe her mother and father were no longer alive. The princess had no idea what had happened on the island while she'd been away. "What do you want?" she suddenly said suddenly. "I want to know who you are. I want to know where you came from. How come you ended up on the sand? And how come you're so smelly?" "Well, I'll tell you why I'm so smelly, first of all. I was down under the water with an octopus, and octopuses are quite smelly." The prince laughed. He said, "Come on, you're joking me. What on earth would you know about octopi? Have you ever been caught by an octopus in your life?" You know what the princess said? You know what the princess said?
No.
What do you think she said?
"Well, I just got one today.
I just got an octopus today." Yeah, the princess said, "I spent a whole lot of time down in an octopus's cave." "I don't believe you," said the prince. "I don't believe anyone's ever been underwater with an octopus. Anyway, an octopus would squeeze you to death and that would be the end of you." "Ha, ha, 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 ha." The princess looked at him. And she knew that he was just as silly as all the other princes that she had ever met in her life on the island. He was completely silly, and he was going to not even listen to what she had to say, and he wasn't going to listen to her. So she decided she'd keep quiet and not talk to him anymore. Slowly, the prince realized that he would get absolutely nowhere with the princess if he didn't also keep quiet. So there was something about this particular prince that actually made him sit quietly beside this little waif who was still not properly dressed in decent clothes and hadn't been properly cleaned. He was actually waiting to find out who she was, and for some strange reason, he was interested. "Come on, please tell me a little bit," said the prince. The princess kept completely quiet. She bit her lip so that it wouldn't open. She put her teeth around her tongue so that it wouldn't speak. She said nothing, and this went on for about 15 minutes. While this was going on, the prince got other soldiers to bring her some decent clothes, and they wrapped her in a big, huge towel and gave her a hot shower so that she was actually feeling better and better. The only problem was that she hadn't had any food for a long time. So she decided that she would use sign language, and she signaled to the prince that she was hungry. She put her fingers pointing into her mouth. And first of all, he thought that they were trying to bite off her fingers. But then she realized that they were actually pointing down her throat, and she was also rubbing her tummy, and that got him to realize that she needed some food. And also she signaled that she needed something to drink. Now, if you were the princess, what would you actually want to eat?
I would want to eat some fish.
Some fish?
Yes.
Any particular kind of fish that you would like?
Some salmon. And and drink some hot cocoa.
Right. And would that be the...
Because she has been in freezing cold water.
She has. Although, remember, the water in the South Seas isn't as cold as the water in the Atlantic. It was actually fairly warm water that she was in. But do you think that she wanted to eat the salmon of knowledge or just an ordinary salmon?
An ordinary salmon.
Yeah. And do you think she would have liked the salmon cooked or just raw?
Cooked.
Yeah, because she wasn't really into sushi, was she?
No.
Raw fish wasn't really what she wanted. But she did get the message across. But first of all, they didn't bring her any fish. They didn't realize she liked fish. So they brought her some guinea fowl, roast guinea fowl.
That's
a special kind of unusual bird that you get down in the South Pacific.
Did it have to be in the South Pacific?
Well, that's where she was. That's where all these princes and that's where the islands we're talking about were, down in the South Pacific. On the other side of the world, much nearer to Australia than to Ireland. No, Australia is as far away from Ireland as you can imagine.
That would be just from us to those square blue bars.
You mean looking out the side of the car?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it would be an awful lot further. I mean, imagine if it was on the other side of a football. Imagine the Earth is a football. And Australia's on the other side of the football from us.
That wouldn't be very long.
You think not?
No.
Could you go through the middle, straight down to Australia?
Yeah.
Get into a cave and go underground and burrow a hole through the earth and come out at the other side?
Yeah.
And what do you think you'd meet in the middle of the earth?
Sea.
What do you think is down in the center of the earth? Is it nice and cold? Is it a bit like a fridge in the center of the earth?
I think so.
Or do you think it's incredibly hot?
Incredibly hot.
Not incredibly cold?
No.
What comes out of the earth when a volcano explodes?
Lava.
And is lava hot or cold?
Roasting hot.
So the center of the earth must be roasting hot. It must be so hot. We couldn't go anywhere near it. And if we got into a machine and we burrowed a hole all the way down through the centre of the earth in order to get to Australia, do you think we'd get to Australia?
Yes, if it was a machine that could dig and could stick to the top of the hole.
Ah.
So the lava couldn't get it.
You mean if the machine had a lid on it? So the lava wouldn't get in? But do you think that the machine would be able to withstand the heat from the centre of the earth?
Yes.
Right. Well, maybe there is a special machine like that. That would certainly make it a lot quicker to get to Australia, wouldn't it, than having to go all the way around the football? Because the earth is like a football. Shaped like a football.
Is it bigger?
Yes, a little bit bigger.
Way bigger.
Well, okay, way bigger. But you could get an aeroplane and fly all the way around, except the princess didn't have an aeroplane. Anyway, she was down near Australia in the South Sea Islands, and she was what she wanted fish, and they brought her guinea fowl. Well, she ate the guinea fowl. But then she put her fingers back into her mouth and signaled that she wanted some more. So they brought her something else. They brought her some roast ostrich. The princess had no time for roast ostrich, I can tell you. Absolutely no time whatsoever. She did not like the taste of ostrich. Have you ever eaten ostrich? Do you have any idea what it would be like? I wonder, would it be like steak?
Why are you here?
I'm going in here to find a place to park a car. And if I can't find a place to park a car, I'm going to have to do something else. So I tell you what we'll do. Shall we stop the story while I'm trying to park a car?
No.
We'll have to. Hold on a second. I got a man telling me to move. I will pause for a minute.